Our next speaker, please.
Elliot Gonzalez. So I wanted to bring up the issues that I brought up last time, and I was wondering if any of them were resolved. So, you know, I'm glad we're this step in developing a new civic center, but my main issue is that we have a civic center, and we have 20 years left to pay for the civic center, and it looks really bad. And you guys notice that because it's on your address, because you can see that there's issues with it. One of the issues is that it doesn't open up on Monday. The library doesn't open up on Monday. The library opens up on Tuesday at 12 o'clock. I don't feel that's an appropriate time for a main library. So we're talking about building a brand new, beautiful civic center, but we're not ready to open up the library at a decent time on Monday morning. So I wanted to talk really quickly. I have a bunch of points. Let's talk about the 2007 study that's on longbeachciviccenter.com. There was a study that we're basing this whole safety issue on. In that study, Christina Anderson, then the Director of Public Works, makes a recommendation on page 19 of the 2007 study for a retrofit of the main library rooftop park that would gain access to a public park that we have here at the center of the city that almost everybody has forgotten about. I just think that's an important issue because we're talking about a public park that we currently have, that we have been paying for, that is just not used, that's right here at the center of the city, accessible to everybody from the transit mall. And that just hasn't been brought up in any of the designs because we're not talking about a retrofit, because we're afraid to ask the taxpayers to invest in a building that they have to pay for no matter what for the next 20 years, and they have been paying for sit for the past 30 years. So in order to avoid that, we've decided to go to a P3, a practice that has only been done once with the courthouse during a time when we didn't have money to fund anything else, during a time when our justice system is going through a major crisis. So, I mean, I wouldn't really use the courthouse as the best example. Also, we talk about safety, and we talk about leadership. Some of you leaders behind the dais are not new to this council. This safety issue is not new. If safety was your number one concern, which is, remember again, that's why we're here, safety, we would have looked into a retrofit a long time ago. Because what you're doing is putting yourself and all of us at risk, assuming that this goes through, that today's the day and we're going to choose plenary. I realize I have 20 seconds. We're going to choose plenary and today's the big day that we're going to move forward. We still have 5 years. So we're hoping that between now and the next 5 years, some big earthquake doesn't come. So I really wonder if safety is the issue or if the issue is money and development and you guys are going to get suckered into building something that we don't need again. Case in point, the Pike, acres of books, most of Pine Avenue, and a dozen other projects that Long Beach has seen over the years.
Thanks,
Elliot. Thank you.
Thank you.